We are learning Masechtas Bayit Katan, Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, and we are beginning on top of Amud. Omar Shmuel, Mekablei Kiboyles Pesecha Tchum Oser Chus Tchum Mutter. As a little akdama, a guy is not allowed to do work for you on Shabbos. Even if you don't tell him to do it, he's not allowed to do work for you. And especially if you tell him to do it, he cannot do work for you on Shabbos. But there is an exception, that if the guy is this non-Jew, is a kablin, which means he just gets paid for the job, not by the day or by the hour. The kablin, for example, like cleaners, you're allowed to give your shirt in to the cleaners on Friday, even though you'll pick it up on Sunday. He probably did it on Shabbos, but that he did to himself. His job was to get the shirt done. He could have done it Matzah Shabbos, could have done it Sunday morning, could have done it Friday afternoon. He punked it on Shabbos. That was his own cheshbon, and therefore, it's not a problem to do that. But there's an exception, Shmuel saying, that that's only by metaltalim, which is not nicker, that it belongs to the Yisrael. It means like a shirt or these type of things that are metaltalim. You can move them around, so they're not clearly belong to the Yisrael. Masha Inkein, Karka, we know who it belongs to. Therefore, you cannot do work on Karka, a guy cannot do work on Karka for the Jew on Shabbos, even though it's a kavlanus, even though he's getting paid for the job and not getting paid by the hour. So, but there are exceptions that even things that are metaltalim could be a problem. For example, the Mishnah gives the halacha, Jonah gives an example of a yacht. Let's say a big ship, where there everyone knows the Jew owns it, so there the non-Jew cannot do work on it, even big kavlanus, because everyone knows it belongs to him. So that's a Shmuel's halacha. Omer Shmuel, mekabli kebel shtech ha-tchum, aser, chutz ha-tchum mutter. But if it's added a tchum, then it's mutter. Why is it mutter? Because no one sees it. Because be'etzem, a mekablin is allowed to work for the yid on Shabbos because he's doing it for himself. This is his time he picked. His job is to get it done. But in the tchum, there people know it belongs to the yid. They think that he hired the non-Jew to do work on Shabbos. Therefore, it's also added a tchum, it's mutter. Omra, papa, for example, someone's building a house. So if it's added a tchum with no yidin around, so then that'll be fine to do it on Shabbos, because usually you hire a person to build a house. You don't pay him by the hour. You hire him to build the house. Mashenke in the tchum will be awesome. So I'm not papa. Fill a chutz tchum, even added tchum could be awesome. I'm on like a master of the kabbalah. There's no other Jewish area in that within a tchum of that place. If there's a Jewish city that's within the tchum of that place where you're building, also same problem, because the yidden will see it in his mara sign. The whole hetter of chutz tchum is only a hetter on Shabbos Yom Tov. The Lashkich Enchit is awesome because it's not common for someone to get there, because it's added a tchum, they would need an air of tchum, so it's not common for them to get there. But Achal Moed, the Lashkich Enchit is awesome. But Achal Moed, we let it go out of your tchum. So there it's possible for someone to get this. Even added a tchum, it's awesome. So it comes out, Achal Moed is even more chummer to build your house than on Shabbos Yom. Shabbos Yom is only it's in the city and everyone knows it belongs to you, so that's a problem. But out of the city, be mut on Shabbos Yom. But Achal Moed, even out of the city, we also, because since it's possible for the Yid to go there, so therefore be Mara Zayin if he's building. So that is Rashi's sugya. Most Sharim learn the sugya this way, and this is how he passed in Shulchan Aruch, that a kablin cannot build on Shabbos Yom Tov. Why? Because basically of Mara Zayin. Here's a Taisus here who argues, but we don't pass in like Taisus. Zotik Mara Vaita. What?
No,
there's no heter. Mazutcho, I don't understand what you bring a right. You're not allowed to build a house on Shabbos for a yid. For maybe it's a non-Jewish house. A non-Jewish house is allowed to build, but a Yiddish house can't be built.
It
can't be built, no, because everyone knows who owns it. Mazutcho, Breder of Nachman, Bonuleya Padno. Mazutcho, Breder of Nachman, they built him a big house, Mekabe Kabbalah, so it was a Kabbalah. Chutz a Tchum, it was added a Tchum, and therefore it was a case that was done by heter. Ikla Rav Safra Rav Huna Bar Chinina le'olu l'gabei. Rav Safra Rav Huna one time went to visit him. They didn't walk into the house. And even though it was done behet, it was chutz l'tchum, they didn't walk into the house. V'ikadarmi, some say, hu nami le'olu l'gabei. He himself never walked into that house that he built, because they built it on Shabbos Yom Tov. Frate Gemara, what was the problem? Amar Shmuel, mekabli kebeilus b'seichat tchum aser chutz tchum mutter. What's the problem? It was out of the tchum, so why was he so worried about it? Why wouldn't he walk into the house? So Gemara answers, Odom choshev shani. So it's different ways to learn, but Pashat Shad means that Odom choshev doesn't walk into a house built on Shabbos, even if it's done by heter. Anything built on Shabbos, he doesn't walk into. That's one shot. Viga de Amre Siua Siya Vitivna Vahadayu. Mazutra helped out with supplying the tevin. So what's the problem with that? So some Rosh Hashanah went like this. What makes someone a kavlan? What makes someone a kavlan is that he's responsible for the job. You tell him, I need you to build me the house. And you take care of everything. But let's say you have a case, you have a guy who's going to paint your house. But you give him the paintbrushes, you tell him exactly what to do. And he punked as a kavlan. He says, that's not called a kavlan. A kavlan means is that's his, if the kavlan means that he takes responsibility for the whole job, that makes him a kavlan. If you took care of all the supplies and the worker just does the painting, even though you're paying him for the job, that's not called a kablin already, that's more like a schir yoyim, and that's why it was usher over here. That's the child had to learn, or maybe just looks like not a kablin, that's the way the Magen Avraham learns. So, two pshatim, why Mazutra, why they didn't walk into this house, to Mazutra's house, either Adam Chashashani, or because in this case, he was helped, the kablin was helped out, the contractor was helped out by the Eden with giving them supplies, that made them into not a regular kavlan. So Rav Chama Sharulu La Vungare de Beres Gulusa, Lemebelu Avidita Bachel de Moeda. Rav Chama allowed the people set up the tables Beres Gulusa to work for them on Chalamoid. And even though they took food while they set up, they ate the food, and that was their payment. Oh my, kivin de agra lekoshak, they're not taking regular payment. Sharushi de kamashashule, they're just gaining the food. Less lamba is not a problem. So the Rosh explains, even though here there's no isser melacha here on Chalamoid, but there is an isser to get paid for your work on Chalamoid. There's an isser to get, even though here it's tzarech moed, to set up the tables, whatever they were doing, but there's an isser to get paid on Chalamoid. Why? Because it looks like uvda dechel. That's the Rosh says, and that's what passing on Shulchan Aruch also. You not only get paid for a job on Chalamoid, we read you the Rosh in the Rosh. The Rosh says, Av beschar osa, shmami no de osa beschar, fil malach amateres bemoed, de kabbal of schar demoed, ke uvda dechel domye. So you not only get paid for anything you do on Chalamoid. So now, the big shaila is you find some people play music, or they sing a chalamayit, how do they get paid? So it's a good shaila. Some want to say it's asataka. But the ma'aseh, the heter is, because that's a dvar mitzvah. And there's a bir halacha who says, really, Tosfos before, declares, for dvar mitzvah, maybe it's mutter to get paid. Tosfos on daf vav amud aleph, Tosfos there says, regarding the people who went out to the shluchei, Bezdin for the klayim, so it says if Shema Yeshloim and the Hani the mitzvah satiru, could be by a mitzvah smuta, that might be the heter for the people who sing or play music, but it's not possible to get paid for work you do on Cholamoy.
So
it could be it's Avla. That's Avla. Avla means it's swallowed up in the rest of the year's payments, so that's not getting paid directly for Cholamoy. That might be better. Even Shabbos you get paid that way. Tana about Mekabli kebayles b'moyed la soisay la'acha ha'moyed. The halacha is that you let a hire, you let it go on chalamoyed to the contractor's house, and you know I need you to build me a house after chalamoyed. There's no isra amir la'akum on chalamoyed. As long as they don't do something for you on chalamoyed, you could. There's no. When I say that, don't get my mistake. A guy cannot do work for you on chalamoyed, like we'll see. But you could talk about it on chalamoyed. There's no daber dover. That's the right word. No daber dover. There is amir la'akum. There's no daber dover on chalamoyed. You can hire a kavlan to do work for you after moed. With moed also, but on chalamoid it's also close your dava. Close who oisa? Anything you're allowed to do on chalamoid, oimel nacher. So you can tell the guy to do it. Anything you're not allowed to do on chalamoid, you're not allowed to tell the guy to do. So there is an isamir la'akam on chalamoid. It means you're not allowed to build a house chalamoid. You're not allowed to tell the guy to build a house chalamoid. You're not whatever you're not allowed to do. You cannot tell a guy to do for you on chalamoid. There is an isamir la'akam on chalamoid. But you could tell him to do something after Chalamoid. Even though on Shabbos, you're not allowed to do that, because you're not allowed to talk about that, but on Chalamoid, you're all allowed to talk about that. Tani Yidach, Mekablin Kabbalas Moid, Lasoisai La'acha Moid, you're allowed to hire someone to work for you for after the Moid. Vacho Yimdoid, So Yishkov, So Yimdoid, Kedarach Shoyis Bechel. But he can't do measuring or weighing or counting like you do Bechel. If you're going to hire him, you can't stop like counting out the things you wanted to build, counting out the bricks, counting out this. That you can't do already, because that's Uvda Dechel. You're not allowed to do that on Chalamoid. A lot of times these farmers, like Rashi explains, they took they held down to the keva and brought the zacha on them to mate. And that's also to a chalamoid, that's tirchi yaseir, you can't do that on chalamoid. Ki yaitzibai, Eimar viyim bebechar v'lepshu makadashim. A bechar is a behemoth, firstborn behemoth that's going to the kohen, it's going to be a carbon. And also, psula makdashim are a carbon that got a mum. Those things you now do malacha with. You now work with them. So you now be marviim them also. That's considered a form of work. So you now do that chalamoid. You now do that with the bukharim psula makdashim. Tanya yidach is not a brisa. Ein marviim behem achal shamayid, like this halacha that you now let a be mate, force these behemoths to mate on chalamoid. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer chamayra shetava marviim aleha zachar. A female donkey. That needed a zachar to mate with, so you're allowed to do it because there it's a dava ovid. Why? Because if it cools off, then it'll be hard to mate them later, these donkeys, and therefore it's a heta. But all the behemoths don't have this heta. Sharkal behemoths machlis ma'is labakos. You just put them in the pen and they try to do the thing themselves, and if it doesn't work out, they'll do it afterwards. But there's no heta to mavim them because there is not a shayla of dava ovid. Tan rabbanan. In those days, a lot of times they wanted to fertilize the field. They used to bring the animals to graze in the fields, and they like boxed them in, and therefore they relieved themselves on the field, and that's how they fertilized the field. So you can't do this. You cannot box in your animals. You know, you'll stand this way, stand that way, get your animals to go into the fields on Shabbos or Yom Tov Chol HaMoed to do fertilizing, because that's is a diamond to the Isser Chayrish. It's Isser helping it grow as things grow. That's Isser to do on Chol HaMoed or on Shabbos Yom Tov. If they came themselves, or if a goyim brought them by himself, then mutter. You don't have to chase them away. It's mutter. But the aim is sayinoy, so you can't help out. Once in the field, you can't say, go there. You can't do that. They Muslim shomer, lanai asoinam. You can't bring in a shomer to watch them. They shouldn't leave. Or no one should steal them. You can't help out the process at all. Hoya schir Shabbos, schir chodesh, schir shana, schir shvua. Let's say you had a non-Jew who was hired for the year, or for the month, or for the week, or for the Shemitah, the whole seven years, to bring in his behemoths to fertilize the field. So then he's allowed to come on Chol HaMoed or Shabbos Yom Tov. Why? Because it's Daitan Avshay, it's coming for himself. His job is to fertilize the field, whenever they come. So if they come, then Misayayin, I say. Rashi learns it means on Chol HaMoed, you could help them out. Umoyslam Shomer, Lenar Asayinim, you give them a Shomer. Rabbi Omer, Rabbi says that the one who's helping them out, let's say the Shomer, you cannot pay them regularly. So with Shabbos B'toiva, on Shabbos you only give them like a thank you. These shomrim, these watchmen who watch the tzoin in a case where it's mutter to be medara to fertilize a field, you cannot pay them regularly. So with Shabbos B'toiva, beyond the mezainis, give them some mezainis. B'moyeh b'schar, but on Chol HaMoed you can give them schar. Om Rabbi Yosef, hilchos like Rabbi, halachos like Rabbi. Now this din of medarim is not a real malacha. Therefore, the certain teirim we're giving that if it's a case where it's kablonis, then you allow the, even though before we said that even the kablanis in the tchum is aser, but here it's not a real malacha, so therefore this medayir is not a real malacha. Therefore, if it's a kablanis, which means the hired for the year, you even allow to help them, which means direct them where to go to fertilize the field, because it's not real malacha. And not only that, the shomer that we're going to watch them, you could pay them on Chol HaMoed to watch those behemoths from getting stolen. Ad kan the sugya of mekabel kablanis on Chol HaMoed and other halachas. Now I'm going to go back to a similar machlokes we had in the first Mishnah in the parak. It says in the Mishnah, if someone had wine already in the bar, he already pressed the grapes. Before we had about the olives, now we have about the grapes. And it became awful. Now we can't work. Now the showers of wines get ruined. You have to put them, you have to bottle them. Because not, they get ruined. It sits over here in the vat. And it became awful. Oi. It was Yontif, and before Yontif, he had an oinus that he couldn't finish it up. Or he had payalim, he had workers who fooled him. So halacha is zoylef v'goymer v'gaf kedarkei. Div Rabbi Yosi, he pours into bottles, and he closes up the bottles. He closes up the jugs. He could do it because it's dava avod. Therefore, it's muta. Div Rabbi Yosi, since it's dava avod, so it's muta to do it on Chol HaMoed. What about an oval? If you look at the Gemara before, Machlekes in the Gemara there, if Avil is allowed to do it, we came out there, Avil cannot do it. Even a Dava Avid, Avil is also. He has to have other people do it for him. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, Oyslo Lemudim, you can't bottle them regularly. You could put over boards over the wine, it's still Yachmet, so it shouldn't become ruined, shouldn't turn into vinegar. That you're allowed to do, but you're not allowed to bottle them regularly. So the same Machlekes we had before, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, the Machlekes is, by a Dava Avid, according to Rabbi Yosef, you're allowed to do it to the end, finish it up. Rabbi Yehuda just says, you gotta just stop the Dava Avid, stop the bleeding. That's all you can do, but you can't fully bottle them. So we had Machlekes before, so by Shem, the same idea. Rabbi Yehuda says, just do one Kaira, just do one crush, and Rabbi Yosef said, you can do the whole thing. So Gemara's question is, why do we need two Mishnayos, one after another, by Shem and Abayayim. We get the idea. What do you need two machalikusim? Vitzricha. So more vitzricha, you need both machalikusim. Diyash bin Kamaisa, if you had the first one, so there's a real Dava Avod. But you come Rav Yosef, Mishum, the Mishcha and Ofis Peseda. By Shemen, it's a very big loss because Shemen is very expensive. 100% olive oil is very expensive. Very possible, even to this day, 100% olive oil is more expensive than wine. Most olive oil we buy in the store, even though you know, it says 100% pure olive oil, it's not 100% pure olive oil. They say 70-80% of our olive oil that says 100% pure is not olive oil, not 100% olive oil. Real olive oil is very, very expensive. So there, it's a big percentage. There, they're allowed to do it. Avachamra, the Nafesh Pseida, it's not so expensive wine. Maybe there, even Rabbi Yosi also can't finish it off. Even Moedele Rav Yudah, maybe it's Moedele Rav Yudah. So if only said that Mishnah, we wouldn't know. We wouldn't know about wine that Rabbi Yosi is matir. V'yashmina Basrais, if only said the case of wine, so Behikav Rav Yudah, that you can't finish it off. Avachach, by Shemen, maybe, even Moedele Rav Yosi, because there's a big loss. Tzricha. Therefore, we need both cases. Amar Rav Yisrael Arba, Man Tana Shinu B'Moyeh B'Dava Ovid. Who holds by Chol HaMoed, by a Dava Ovid, you have to do a Shinu, you can't finish up the job? That's the Loik Rav Yosef. It's not like Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef, you could finish up the job, you don't need a Shinu. I'm Rav Yosef, Halach Rav Yosef. You pass like Rav Yosef, then when it comes to Dava Ovid, you're allowed to do the entire job, you don't have to do a Shinu. Boim Neim Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Ma'u L'meisha Chavita D'Shuchah B'Chol HaMoed. You have these barrels of beer that were not sealed yet, and you had an oinus, you couldn't seal them. The reason why I say oinus is because if you plan on doing it on Chol HaMoed, it's also to do, like we'll see in the next Mishnah. What happens if you forgot to do it, you couldn't do it, the oinus? Are you allowed to seal the barrels of beer on Chol HaMoed? Sinai Omar, Sinai is Rav Yosef. He was called Sinai because he knew all the brises, just like it was Kabbalah and Sinai. There's an Oikaharam and Sinai. Sinai is the Baki. Rav Yosef is a big Baki. So Sinai Omar, Lach Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef said that Lach is Rav Yosef, that you're allowed to do it. So the Gemara says, who said he said it by beer, only by wine, because wine is a hefset. So he answered back to him, no. Why is wine mutter to seal the barrels? Because it's going to get lost, it's going to get ruined. Shechanami is pseida. By Sheikh also it is a pseida. Doma Abaye, because Abaye said, Omli aim. My mother told me, Aim was not his real mother, it was the lady who brought him up, it was his nurse who brought him up, and she was very smart, she told him a lot of different things. And one thing she told him is, the bar shis soy vishaya, six saw of a barrel of beer that's sealed, is the same, is more expensive, is better than bar tam nilashia, than eight saw of sheikhar that's not sealed. It's a big loss if you don't seal the beer. Omrav Chom bar Guri Omrav, Hilchas Moed ke Hilchas Kusim. Hilchas Moed is similar to Hilchas Kusim. What does that mean? By Kusim, there are a certain nation that came to be Megayer, and they're not such a good Geirim. Look at the Gemara's all over Shas. So Halachas by Kusim, things they keep, the Mukhs they keep, you could trust they keep. Those are Halachas. But Halachas they don't keep, then they don't keep. And what's Pshat? Even though you see they're very Medakta in certain Halacha, it doesn't mean they're Medakta in all Halachas. You can't learn out one thing from another thing. Same thing with Chol HaMoed. If you have Halacha, you can't learn one Halacha from another Halacha. And then we'll give an example. My Hilchasa. Omer of Dalil Bar Katina, Loim Bar Shein Akura. It teaches us that the Hilchas Chol HaMoed is like a Akara. Akara doesn't have children. Chol HaMoed also, the Halachas don't have children. You can't learn out one Halacha from another Halacha. Ve'en Lemezu Mezu. You can't learn out one from the other one. The Omar Shmuel, Zoivsim Kazusa, Vain Zoivsim Chavisa. You could smear the inside of a little barrel with pitch that they used to put Sheikhar and used to smear with pitch so it should be watertight and airtight. So the small barrel you let it do. Vain Zoivsim Chavisa, but a big barrel that you can't smear with pitch. And Rav Dimi says the opposite. Rav Dimi and Ado Amar the opposite. Zoivsim Chavisa, you could smear a big barrel with pitch, Vain Zoivsim Kazusa, and you can't. In Kusso, you can't smear a small barrel with pitch. So what's the pshat? You see, you can't learn one from another one. They say the opposite things. But the pshat in the machlekes is, because there's two types of isurim on Chol HaMoed. Too much tircha and big pseida. So mar chayis is a pseida. One holds that pseida, you look at the bigger pseida. So therefore, a big chav is such a big pseida you're allowed to do. But a small chav is not such a big pseida you're allowed to do. Mar chayis is tircha. The other one is chayis of tircha. He says, even though it's a Dava Avod, but we know Tircha Yisera is not Muntah with Dava Avod, Tircha Yisera. See, he holds a big barrel, it's called Tircha Yisera, and therefore it's not Muntah. So Shaila had a look at it. Always Tircha Yisera is always, you look at it, Klape the Hefsid. You look at contrasting to the Hefsid, to the loss. How much Tircha to the loss? So that's the Shaila had a look at it. Shmuel says, the small thing, to the conscious, to the loss, to the tircha, you could do it. But the big one, the loss is not so big that you can do such a big tircha. Rav Dimi says the opposite. The chavitz is so much tircha, so you're allowed to smear a pitch. Mashaking the small one, which is not so much hefsid, there you cannot smear it with pitch.